AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the first time in more than a decade, lawmakers are debating whether the United States should consider compensation for the descendants of slaves. Writer Ta-Nehisi Coates wrote an essay, The Case for Reparations.
The matter of reparations is one of making amends and direct redress, but it is also a question of citizenship.
Another writer, Coleman Hughes, says black people don't need another apology, but safer neighborhoods.
Reparations for slavery would allocate federal resources to me, but not to an American with the wrong ancestry.
The hearing comes amid a growing discussion in the Democratic Party about reparations. While his former communications director, Hope Hicks, was testifying on Capitol Hill, President Trump tweeted, "This is extreme presidential harassment." Democrat Ted Lieu on the House Judiciary Committee says Hicks didn't answer any questions.
Even something as simple as, "Where is your office located?" Objection. It's ridiculous. There's no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins on the committee says nothing will come of this.
When you try to redo the Mueller report, which they held up as the gold standard with all the attorneys, the subpoena power, grand jury, what is our committee going to do when we have a minuscule part of that? How do they think they're going to relitigate it? So we'll just see as it goes.
This was the first time lawmakers are hearing from a person linked to President Trump's inner circle since the release of the Mueller report. The Trump administration expects new coal-fired power plants to open as a result of a major new regulatory change. The administration is replacing an Obama-era rule that fought climate change by prodding coal-fired power plants out of the nation's electrical grid. UN investigator Agnes Callamard says there is credible evidence of the Saudi crown prince's involvement in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
What needs to be investigated is the extent to which the crown prince knew or should have known of what would have happened to Mr. Khashoggi.
This is AP Radio News. Some Boeing jets are being replaced at American Airlines.
Airbus and the American Airlines, the world's largest carrier, announced the deal at the Paris Air Show, upgrading a previous order for A321 Neo jets to the A321 XLR. No price tag has been put on the contract so far, but it's likely worth billions of dollars. American Airlines is looking to replace its aging fleet of Boeing 757 jets, and the order for the XLRs heightens pressure on Boeing. Indeed, it may well spur Boeing to push ahead to develop a rival aircraft. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A woman was trapped in a St. Louis jail stairwell for more than 2 days after not understanding how to get out of the building. St. Louis Corrections Commissioner Dale Glass says the woman didn't appear to be suffering when she was found and refused to go to a hospital. Although the woman made noises, staff in St. Louis couldn't find her because she had moved from floor to floor. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.